This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from our Auto Collision Specialist studios. And joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, like he does every Thursday, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Chris, I want to get into Nuggets Wizards tonight. The Wizards are an interesting team, so I'm still a little concerned about this one tonight. It should be fun. But we're having this debate, as we always do, Chris, when Carmelo Anthony comes to town.
Yeah.
And fans are just like, I guess they're split. I don't know. Today's been interesting. But I wanted to clear things up with you because I like the idea of still honoring players and putting up some kind of jersey or banner honoring a Carmelo Anthony. But I also don't want to say, hey, Nikola Jokic, you can't wear number 15 anymore. So where are you with that? Does the NBA basically have, if we're going to raise your jersey with your number, that essentially means we're retiring your number?
Yeah, that's what it means. And what this, what Nikola Jokic having that number 15 also means is probably Carmelo Anthony's number will never be retired in Denver, because that honor is going to be saved for Nikola Jokic at some point in the future. So, yeah, that's, you know, you usually, if you had, let's just say Carmelo's number was already in the rafters, and now Nikola Jokic is coming along and he wants to wear number 15, like he has to have number 15. Then he could ask, you know, Carmelo at that point in time if it was okay, and we've seen that happen in some sports and some other sports where the guy whose number's retired says, hey, you know what, it's fine, wear it. But that's pretty rare, and you know, it really does. I don't know what you would do. I mean, if you're the Nuggets now, obviously you're not going to retire Carmelo's jersey, but you might come back and honor him in some way, if that's what you want to do. I mean, maybe that's not what they want to do ever. You know, I mean, they were pretty quick to give away that number.
So, yeah, true.
You know, so, but that would be their only recourse if at some point in the future they wanted to say, all right, let's have Carmelo understand that we appreciated what he brought to this franchise for the time that he was here. Then they'll probably just bring him back and do something similar to what they did with Fat Lever. You know, mural and, you know, Carmelo night and whatever else. So, but again, that's assuming that they would even have, you know, they would even want to do anything like that.
Chris, this is probably a stupid question. It's just been a while. Do the Nuggets inside Ball Arena have like a Ring of Fame type deal, or is it just the retired jersey numbers?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's just the retired jersey numbers. So, like the Bronco Stadium has that Ring of Fame in it. You know, it's not the same, because the Ring of Fame is a little bit more okay. Now, if the Nuggets did have a Ring of Fame, that would be something that they could put Carmelo into.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, because you know that would be, hey, you meant something special to this organization, and we're putting your name up in this arena somewhere. But they basically have retired the jerseys of their Hall of Famers, and Doug Moe, and Dikembe Mutombo. So, I mean, you know, that's the only space that the Pepsi, Ball Arena, almost got
you got
me on
it,
that
man.
One.
Yeah, it happens maybe once a year. There it is. That's the last one. Chris, with that, I guess that's where I don't know if it's not common practice with other NBA teams, but I'm never big on retiring numbers necessarily, unless it's like a Kobe Bryant situation. Obviously, that makes sense. Because eventually, if you're a great organization, you could retire 20 numbers, 30 numbers, and you're going to get to the point where you run out. And that would be a good problem to have. But this is why I like the Ring of Fame, or even when we asked the question, which just lit everybody on fire, is should they retire his jersey? And in my mind, I'm thinking, what's the harm in raising the jersey with Anthony's name on the back? And it's basically a way to honor one of the greats. Either way you want to slice it, one of the greats for the Nuggets. But it's too complex, and that's where it's like, man, put up some nameplates and let's get a Ring of Fame going around Ball Arena.
Yeah, and Carmelo's is multi-layered, right? Because he came in and he really did resurrect this franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, he just did. But then he left in a manner that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And so you had a lot of angst, you know, surrounding that. And then you have Nikola Jokic come along, and he is beloved, you know, and there's you can't find a single person who would speak ill about Nikola Jokic. And so now it looks like, well, no, number 15, that's something that's never going in the rafters for Carmelo. I mean, for if you were on the side of no for Carmelo Anthony, you're really on the side of no now, because Nikola Jokic has that number, and that's the number that you want to save for Nikola Jokic when he does go into those rafters. And so, yeah, there's so many layers with that, man. It would be, yeah, it would be nice to see. I mean, but NBA teams, that's not a thing with NBA teams. They usually just honor their, it's mostly honoring their Hall of Famers, and then maybe in the case of a couple of other franchises, it's a very important player to where they are as a franchise now. But mostly you have Hall of Famers, and I mean that's why you have so many Lakers and so many Celtics, you know, up there in the rafters for those individual teams.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting concept. And you know, I was thinking too, Chris, I was texting you back and forth this morning. What if they do this? What if it's like, hey, Carmelo, we will agree, we're going to retire your jersey, your number, but you got to agree that Joker gets to wear it until he retires, and we're going to double retire it. Is that too complicated?
Or you know what? Or maybe you retire a blank jersey with his name on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that might be a way, that'd probably be the best way to do it. I don't know. I don't know of a scenario where that's happened, but I mean that seems to me to be, it would be a way to honor Carmelo Anthony, not retire the number, and then retire that actual number when Nikola Jokic's jersey goes up into the rafters, and that'd be a way to do it both ways.
Yeah, I mean we can make this complicated as long as we like. I think it's important. I do think it's important to, you want to honor your history, and for the Nuggets with no titles, you know, I know it's not like Boston, it's not like LA, but there's some great Nuggets, and like you said with Melo, that story is so unique, and that's why I honestly kind of laugh when people are so hard on Carmelo. He did re-sign with the Nuggets once. He did want to stay here and build. But there just was a lot of different factors. And the Nuggets ended up getting what you might call a king's ransom in that trade. As we look at Jamal Murray, that was part of that with the draft pick. I just think he changed this franchise. Even when he wasn't here, he changed this franchise.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're of a certain age, and you can remember what the Nuggets were. Okay, so let's put it this way: after they beat the Seattle SuperSonics in 1993, the first eight seed over a one seed, the Nuggets did nothing until Carmelo Anthony came to town. It was like a decade full of nothing and very bad losing records. It wasn't even as if they were mediocre; they were bad. And it was year after year after year after year of losing and messing up draft picks and all these kinds of things. And you had no idea when this team was ever going to come out of that general malaise. And for, you know, even in the draft that Carmelo was selected, it was luck, man, because Detroit should have picked Carmelo Anthony. Mm. But they didn't. They picked Darko Milicic. And so that left Carmelo Anthony, who had just won the national title, and you know, at Syracuse, and looked fabulous. It left him for the Nuggets, and the minute he got to town, the Nuggets went to the playoffs. I mean, that's what it was, and you know, and then not only that, they became, by the time that the Nuggets were reaching, when he got them to, he and Chauncey got them to the Western Conference Finals in 2009. I mean, he was a household name. The Nuggets were a household name, not just in Denver. You know, and it was, you know, they were widely respected as a franchise, as a team that you had to really deal with. They had a great coach at the time in George Karl. Had these just a great collection of players led by this guy who's certainly going to the Hall of Fame, and Carmelo Anthony. And I think it's hard if you never lived through those years where the Nuggets were terrible. It's hard to understand just what he meant to the franchise, no matter how it was that he left Denver. And so I think for me, because I understand what that was and what it became after he arrived, to know that how that players move around all the time for all kinds of different reasons, it would be hard for me. And I'm a native Coloradan. I grew up here, and I love the Nuggets and all this. It would be hard for me to hold an eternal grudge against Carmelo Anthony, just knowing the landscape of free agency, knowing the landscape of players moving around, and then understanding what he meant to this franchise, the depths that he brought that from to get it to nearly an NBA Finals. I mean, it's really an unbelievable thing when you go back through the history and you have lived through some of those really, really down years.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Sometimes you don't have to look at the playoffs and all the success that Melo had while he was here. You just look at how bad they were. I mean, they were the laughingstock of the NBA. People went to NBA Nuggets games to get Bulls memorabilia or whatever, different teams. Chris, switching gears tonight. Nuggets, heavy favorites tonight against Washington. Washington's an interesting team to me. They've won 5 out of their last 6. They beat the Lakers. They beat the Celtics. They beat the Nuggets. They beat the Blazers. This is a team that I think is kind of deceptive that might get it right. That seems like they're kind of starting to get it right.
Yeah, and, you know, for them, so much of their season was wrapped up in COVID and not having guys and having games postponed and then having a couple of season-ending injuries to a couple of players that they thought would be significant players for them. It was a really bad start on a number of levels for the Washington Wizards. Well, okay, so now they start to get a little bit more healthy. They get their guys back. They actually can practice. And they're starting to play and get chemistry together. And they're starting to look like the team that they thought they might be, which was let's put it this way, a competitive team, a formidable team on a level that obviously they had not reached prior to this latest stretch of basketball. And, yeah, I mean, they are a high-paced basketball team. And right now they're shooting the heck out of the basketball. So in this 6 games that you just mentioned, they're shooting as a team over like 51% from the field. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it was like 6 players shooting 48% or better from the field. And so right now, the baskets are looking like oceans for them. I mean, they are just dropping them in at a very high rate. And for the Nuggets, you know, they went to Washington and lost. And you mentioned some of the teams they beat. It's not like Washington's beating slouch
right.
squad. They're beating really good teams. And for the Nuggets, they, you know, a couple of players that they had in that game, Gary Harris and Jamichael Green, well, you know, now it becomes a little bit more difficult. Those obviously, there's no Gary Harris, and Jamichael Green, we'll just see. But it's tough when you're trying to guard a Bradley Beal, and they did a good job of that. He was 8 of 20 in that game that they lost, but he's been on fire, and you know he can light it up for 30 at any point in time. And so this will be a very you better strap it up because it could be an interesting game.
Yeah, no question about it, Chris. Up against the break, man. A couple games left for the Nuggets to get before the All-Star game. Wow. I'd love to see some positive games here. You know, finish, you know, maybe the next, find a way to win these next, you know, 4 out of the next 5 or 6, whatever. I'll be curious to see how it wraps up. Chris, always appreciate you, my man. Thanks for taking us there with Melo. Fun topic. Never goes away.
Yeah, it is a fun topic, and I'm glad I can lend a little help lend a little perspective. I don't know what the swath of collars or textures. I don't know what the general sentiment out there is, but it's more complicated than just a guy who left town at a certain time.
Yeah, 100% agree. Yeah, today, for some reason, it's like most are like, no, don't even touch that. Don't even talk about honoring Melo. It's crazy to me. But yeah. I'm with you, Chris. Appreciate you, my man. We'll be looking
All
out
right.
for you guys tonight.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. 49 minutes after, we'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up with what's on TV, what's on KFKA tonight as well. We'll be right back.
Think your bracket can win it all? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA.